This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And if you believe it, it is halfway through 2021. Well, almost. We're in the sixth month already. It's flown by. But that means end of financial year is coming on us right, just around the corner. A couple of weeks' time. I'm joined by Julie Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine. Julie, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
I imagine that for a publication like Money Magazine, end of financial year is almost Christmas time.
Everybody's looking to what they can do to maximise their returns at the end of the financial year. So it's a busy time for us and it's a busy time for our readers.
So I guess what should we be doing to prepare for the end of financial year?
I guess it's making sure that you have all the documentation, the receipts and everything that you need to make the claims that you need to make. You know, the tax office is really looking to make sure that people are not claiming things that they don't really have. One of the things that we always promote is at this time of year, can you put more money, salary sacrifice, into your super fund? And there are things to watch out for here. If you, you've got a limit of $25,000, so you don't want to go above that limit. For most of us, that's not a problem. But if you're going to salary sacrifice at this late stage, you've got to make sure with your pay office that that money will actually hit the super fund by the end of financial year. It may not, so there are other ways of contributing into your super fund, and one of them is contact the super fund, make a deduction into the super fund, and then ask for send a letter of intent saying you do want to claim a tax refund on it. And then they will approve it and let you know with a receipt that that is going to happen. And that money will come out of your concessional contribution limit.
So I guess if you are going to salary sacrifice and it doesn't quite make it into this end of financial year, does that mean you could probably claim it for the next one, next year, if you take
notes
and remember?
You can claim it for the next one. But if you do contact your super fund in between, you can make that concessional contribution, but you just have to do it a different way. You'll have already paid the tax from your employer, so you will get the tax back from the government, but it'll be a different way that it's calculated. But you need to contact your super fund to make sure that that's still all possible in the time frame that you have left.
Of course, with end of financial year, we are looking at our tax returns and putting that information through the ATO. When it comes to what we can claim, I guess, for work purposes, what should we be looking at?
So if you have a home office, you're entitled to look at the decline in value depreciation on your furniture and fittings, so your desk, your office chair, any office equipment that you might have, your printer, your computer, things that are over $300. You can also claim the paper that you use in your printer, it's stationery, telephone and internet costs. You can work these on a percentage rate that, you know, your telephone might only be half used for work and half used personally, and you can, you know, claim for that 50% or whatever you think it is. Things that you've bought that are less than $300, you can get an instant write-off. So, you know, if your printer's less than $300, you can claim that. If it's more, you claim it on a depreciation scale. And, you know, lots of stationery companies that are offering good end of financial year specials, so look at, you know, if you want to buy things now for the next year and take tax deduction this year, that's all fine. If you run a car and use it for work, there are different ways of claiming back for that usage. You can use the logbook method, you know, to make sure that you've got exactly what trips you're doing for work written down for a couple of months. You do need to keep records of all of that. And apparently the ATO is looking closely at car claims this year.
I guess, well, it's not often that just your regular Joe will get audited by the tax office, but hey, just to be safe, you want to make sure you do have all your paperwork available to you.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, if you've got a mobile phone that you use for work, also look at claiming that. Again, it might not be the full 100%. You might have an 80% or 40% or whatever it might be, to be a bit honest with your usage. Charities are always looking for donations at this time. If you'd rather pay to a charity than to the government, you know, it's your option to put in some money right now. And you can also prepay some expenses. So if you know you're going to need something for next year, whether it's your fees, your subscriptions, annual insurance premiums, you can pay them in advance to claim the deduction this year if your income warrants it.
And of course, keep an eye out for if you have any university fees that you, or I guess student loans, help, what's it called? Help, HEX? I don't know. It keeps changing on me. Make sure you're aware of what you owe the government in that space as well.
That's right, because, you know, as your income changes, your liability there changes to the percentage that you need to pay for your HEX fees. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just be a bit aware of what you've got coming, what you're earning, what you've likely to get back in tax, and if you can maximise anything this year and you want the deduction this year, go for it. There are things that perhaps you think you'll be earning more next year and you want to claim the deduction then, so up to you.
No worries. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Julie Newbold with Money Magazine on your Classic Hits Breakfast.